感谢主，今天晚上啊，我们本来预定是要由 NYTS 的学生来做啊心得的分享。
And thank God, originally tonight we're supposed to have the CMYTS student to do the sharing.
啊，但是呢，啊，他们啊都啊刚好啊利用暑假呢啊离开啊温哥华到其他地方啊去旅游。
Because they're utilizing the summertime and out of town at the moment.
啊，所以他们的时间呢就延后到下礼拜跟下下礼拜。
Therefore, the time has been postponed to next week and the week after.
那今天呢，啊，我们跟大家分享啊，啊，认识自己。
And tonight, I'd like to share with you knowing ourselves.
我们常常讲啊，啊，每个人啊，从出生以来就开始要学习认识自己。
And we often say, since the day we're born, we should know ourselves.
所以呢，在希腊有个哲学家叫苏格拉底。
And in Greek, in Greece, there was a philosopher named Socrates.
那个苏格拉底呢，他有一句啊非常有名的话，就是要认识你自己。
And he has a famous saying, knowing yourself.
啊，因为这句话呢，就成为我们今天啊一个名言呐，每个人都要去学习认识自己。
And because of this famous quote, I'd like to use this for our mutual encouragement.
那我们自己呢，要认识自己哪些方面呢
？So in which aspect should we know ourselves?
啊，我就简单分为四个方面，我们要来认识自己的。
I'd like to subdivide this into four different categories.
啊，第一个我们要认识自己的优点。
First, we must know our good points.
啊，第二个我们要认识自己的缺点。
Next, our weak points.
啊，第三个要认识自己的盲点。
Then our blind spots.
第四个要认识自己的潜能。
And then our might.
潜能 potential.
Potential.
啊，我想这用四个方面来认识自己就非常足够了。
And with these four, I think it'll be fulfilled.
第一个呢，我们要认识自己的优点。
First, we want to know our good point.
我们相信神啊，创造我们人类。
And we believe that God had created.
他创造我们人类，给每一个人啊，都有一些恩赐。
And when God created us, He also gave us certain talents.
我们来看一下哥林多前书十二章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 12.
十二章十二节。
First Corinthians chapter 12, verse 12.
哥林多前书十二章十二节。
First Corinthians chapter 12, verse 12.
就如身子是一个，却有许多肢体，而且肢体虽多，仍是一个身子。基督也是这样。
Verse 12. The body is a unit, though it is made up of many parts.And though all its parts are many, they form one body. So it is with Christ.
啊，这里说身体只有一个。
Here tells us that the body is of one unit.
因为基督的教会啊，基督的身体就是教会。
Because the body of Christ is church.
因此呢，基督的身体只有一个。
Therefore, Christ only has one body.
教会也只有一个。
And church also has one body.
但是一个身体却有许多的肢体。
Yet In one body, there's many parts.
就是教会是一个，可是弟兄姐妹都是肢体，却有许多不同功能的肢体。
As for a church comprised of many different members with different talents.
因此呢，啊，我们每个人啊，都是肢体，每个人都有不同的功能。
Therefore, we all have our different roles.
那么虽然肢体很多，可是身体仍然是一个，要联合在一起。
Though many parts there are, we are united as one.
因此呢，我们今天呢，肢体跟肢体啊，彼此都要互相帮助。
Therefore, all the parts must work and help each other.
肢体跟肢体啊，彼此不要互相比较。
And between every parts, there should be no comparison.
那接着保罗以下就用一个身体的各个肢体的功能呢，来做个比喻。
And Paul had used several parts function to describe as below.
啊，比如说有的肢体是脚。
Oh, as some part, as the foot.
但是脚啊，它就不是手。
And foot is not the hand.
那么手跟脚是不同的功能。
And foot and the hand have different functions.
那在耳朵有耳朵的功能。
And ear has its own function.
那么眼睛有眼睛的功能。
As for the eyes.
所以呢，各个肢体的功能都不一样。
Therefore, different parts has its different role.
我们看十八节是一个结论。
In verse 18 is a conclusion.
但如今神随自己的意思，把肢体俱各安排在身上了。
In verse 18, but in fact, God has arranged the parts in the body, every one of them just as He wanted them to be.
So, 一个身体却有很多的肢体，有不同的功能。
Therefore, we can see that in one body comprised of many different parts with different functions.
目的都是为了要彼此帮助，让这个身体来得到健壮。
And it's for the purpose to help the body.
那彼此之间呢，不应该互相排挤。
And it shouldn't fight against itself.
不能说头啊，就对身体对他的脚说，我用不倒你啊，把这个脚砍断吧。
For example, the head cannot say to the foot, I don't need you, therefore I'll cut you off.
啊，不可以这样子。
Of course, not so.
这个脚呢，仍然有它的需要。
Because the foot is needed.
所以呢，身体的每个肢体都是重要的。
Therefore, every part in the body is useful.
看起来好像是不体面的，是软弱的，可是它不可少。
Although it may seem not useful at the time, but it cannot be lacked.
像我们的脚呢，每天都踩在地上，好像是最臭的最脏的。
Just like our feet, it smells and they always trample on the ground.
但是虽然这么脏，可是它却我们一定要有这个脚才能够走路。
Although it is very dirty, we still need it to walk.
所以二十二节就做了一个结论。
In verse 22,
不但如此，身上的肢体人以为软弱的，更是不可少的。
On the contrary, those parts of the body that seem to be weaker are indispensable.
二十三节。身上的肢体，我们看为不体面的，越发给它加上体面；不俊美的，越发得着俊美。
And 23, and the parts that we think are less honorable, we treat with special honor, and the parts that are unpresentable are treated with special modesty.
所以呢，身上的肢体呢，人看为不体面的，反而要给它加上体面。
Therefore, those parts of less honorable, we must make it presentable.
所以我们的脚呢，看起来很臭。常常要用力，可是我们要用鞋子把它包装起来成为一个美丽的脚。
As our feet, as it seems not honorable, we often cover it with shoes to protect it.
尤其是我们姐妹呢有时候为了挑一双鞋子呢花好多精神呐。
Especially for the sister, when they choose the pair of shoes, they spend a lot of time in it.
我就看过有的姐妹呢她的的那个鞋柜呢是整排的墙壁啊。哇，有十几双的鞋子啊！
And I've seen sister with shoes on shelves after shelves.
按照不同的服装来搭配不同的鞋子。
And different clothing, of course, match with different shoes.
所以呢，这个脚看起来不体面的，可是却用个最美丽的鞋子要来搭配给他。
Even though the foot is something that's not noticeable, we spend a lot of attention to it.
所以呢，身体的每一个肢体都很重要。
Therefore, in the body, all the parts are useful.
我们彼此要互相看重。
And we must place emphasis in all of them.
不应该互相排挤。
And not to look down on one or one of the other.
因此呢，今天我们每一个人要认识自己的优点自己的恩赐是什么。
Hence, we must know our good points.
我们每个人在教会里面，我们可以做什么
？In the church, what can we do?
我们在这个社会，我们可以贡献什么
？In this society, what can we contribute?
我们在学校学习，都是为了在社会上有所贡献。
We study in school so we can contribute to the society.
所以我们要先认识自己的优点。
So we first must know our good points.
这就是我们每个人的恩赐，每个人的特点。
And these are our talents.
所以呢，我常常看到学校呢有一个非常好的标语。
And I often see a slogan in the school.
他说我们要教育孩子呢的目标就是让他们能够为这个世界带来一点点不一样。
The purpose of education is to make a difference in the world.
我想这句话真的是非常的漂亮。
And I think this is a very beautiful slogan.
我们不管自己的所谓的优点大或是小都没关系。
Because it doesn't matter if our talents is big or small.
但是我们可以让这个世界不一样。
But we can make a difference.
这就是我们的价值。
This is our value.
因此我们的教会也要如何认识自己的这样的特点。
Similarly, in the church, we must have this specialty.
我们就会发现自己的位置。
And we'll know our roles.
位置 position,
position
我们自己的位置，我们位置摆在哪里是正确的位置。
And the right position in church.
就好像呢我说位置是一个很重要的一个概念
Position is a very important concept.
如果你是用你的手来当走路的脚，那你就辛苦了。
If we were to use our hand to walk, then it would be very hard.
所以你用手来走路，哇，那这个人可以走多久路呢？大概就累了，他的手就撑不住了。
And using our hands alone, how far can we walk?
同样的，你用你的脚来写字那个真的是，除非是残障人士了那不然真的怎么写出漂亮的字呢？也很难呐。
It's the same thing. If you try to use our foot to write, it will be very difficult.
所以呢，不同的肢体呢，它不同的功能应该放在正确的位置，它才能够发挥正确的 好的效果。
Therefore, each part must be placed in the right position to function.
手应该是来写字的。
The hands is for writing.
脚是拿来走路的。
And the feet for walking.
那你的嘴巴是拿来讲话的。
And the mouth is for talking.
是来吃饭的。
For eating.
但是不要再做别的用途了。
And not any other thing else.
所以我们要让自己的恩赐，自己的，认识自己的，的优点。
Therefore, we must know our good points.
然后我们才能够放在正确的位置上。
Then we can put it in the right position.
然后我们就发现自己的价值。
And we'll recognize our own value.
这是第一个，认识自己的优点。
And this is the first point, recognizing our good points.
所以我们来唱一首诗歌。
Let's sing a hymn.
354首。
354.
And
the second point is to recognize our own weak points.
我们来看一下箴言。
Let's turn to the book of Proverbs.
十二章。
Chapter 12.
箴言十二章十五节。
Proverbs chapter 12, verse 15.
箴言十二章十五节。
Chapter 12, verse 15.
愚妄人所行的，在自己眼中看为正直，唯智慧人肯听人的劝教。
The way of the fool seems right to him, but the wise listens to advice.
我们再看十六章。
Let's turn to chapter 16.
第二节。
Verse 2.
人一切所行的，在自己眼中看为清洁，唯耶和华衡量人心。
All a man's ways seem innocent to him, but motives are weighed by the Lord.
这里说到呢，愚妄人所行的，自己都看为是正直的。
He tells us that the foolish, that the fool see do what seems right to him.
同样的，十六章也说，人一切所行的，在这点中都看为清洁的。
And same thing in verse 2, a man's ways seem innocent to him.
所以呢，人呢，常常都不能够认识自己的缺点。
Therefore, man, it's really hard for a man to understand their own weak point.
在自己啊眼中都看为是清洁的，是正直的，难怪啊他会被人家当作是愚妄人。
Because everything seems right and innocent to him, but yet he's a fool.
我们要如何认识自己的缺点呢？这是要诚实，而且要谦卑。
We must humble ourselves to understand ourselves.
谦卑呢，啊，是我们要进天国一个非常重要的特质。
And humility is a virtue that we to enter heavenly kingdom.
所以主耶稣说呢，人要回转，谦卑像小孩，才能够进神的国。
Therefore, God had once said that we must be humble like a child in order to enter the heavenly kingdom.
我们看一个小孩子呢，他很谦卑的，都会很多的询问。
As a child, very humble, he would ask a lot of questions.
因为他刚刚到这个世界。
Because he had just arrived in this world.
所以他对世界非常的陌生，好奇。
And everything seemed fresh to him.
而且好奇。
And he's very curious.
他一直问说，爸爸妈妈，这是什么东西？
And he would ask, Daddy, what is this?
好，那为什么会这样？
Why is that so?
啊，比如说他去外面啊，啊，看到下雨了。
For example, if he went out and saw rain,
他问爸爸说为什么会下雨？
He would ask his father, why is it raining?
啊，我们要对他解释，哦，我显示雨是怎么形成的啊，才会下雨。
Then we would explain to him how the rain had came about.
因为他知道自己的不啊的缺点，他知道自己是啊无知的，不知道事情的。
Because the child knows he doesn't understand this.
所以他才会去很多的问题。
Therefore, he had a lot of questions.
所以他的谦卑反而让他有更多的学习成长。
And through his own humility, he gained much knowledge.
反而是一个很骄傲的人啊，他都自以为自己什么都懂了，他都不会去问别人的啊，去问别人的啊这些啊意见跟知识。他当然，他就是被当作愚昧人啊。
And yet a proud person, thinking he would know everything, he would not ask for other people's advice. Therefore, he will never gain knowledge.
所以第二个，我们要认识自己的缺点呢，我们要谦卑的啊，能够去寻求更多的知识。
Therefore, to understand our weak point, we must first humble ourselves.
所以主耶稣呢，在三上八福啊的第一福。
And as Jesus had mentioned the eight beatitudes.
第一福就是虚心的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。
And Jesus had mentioned those who are humble, the kingdom of heaven will be theirs.
所以呢，为什么在第一福就要讲虚心的人呢？
What does it mention? Those who have a pure heart.
不是 pure in heart. 虚心是poor.
Poor in spirit.
Poor in spirit. 所以呢，他 poor 就是他自己心里觉得很贫穷。
And in his heart, he felt that he's lacking, he's poor.
好，所以他会觉得我很穷啊，所以我需要去拿东西，我需要去赚钱，我需要啊有一些东西进来我的内心里面。
And because I'm poor, I need something to fill my heart.
这就是认识自己的缺点呢，才会去询问。
And this is to understand his own lacking, therefore seeking for more.
所以主耶稣呢，在八福的第一福强调，虚心的有福了，因为天国是他们的。
And therefore, in the first beatitude mentioned, blessed are those who are poor in spirit, for the kingdom will be theirs.
他们才会啊开始学习第二福、第三福、第四福到第八福以下耶稣所讲的整个教训，他才能够啊吸收进来。
And with that, they can begin to learn the second beatitude all the way to the eighth one.
所以呢，如果没有这个虚心的准备，那以下所讲的都白讲了。
And without this poor in spirit, all this will be in vain.
所以主耶稣才会强调，第一个要先虚心的人有福气。
Therefore, Jesus emphasized we must first be poor in spirit.
我们要认识自己的缺点啊，自己的不足。
To understand our own lacking, our own weaknesses.
那这个是啊，真的要常常啊，要常常面对自己啊，要谦卑的、诚实的面对自己，才有办法发现的。
And this requires a lot of self-examination for us to understand.
好，我们常常来想想自己到底知道多少。
We must ponder how much do we know.
我们每一个人啊，都有不同的领域。
And each of us have different
不同的领域，就是说不同的不同的专长好了哈。
Different potential
abilities. okay. 所以说，我知道的你不一定知道。
What I know, you may not know.
你知道我不一定知道。
What you know, I may not know.
所以呢，以我所知道的，这是我的优点。
For what I know, this would be my strength.
但是呢，你知道我却不知道，那变成这是我的缺点。
But for what you know and I don't know, this becomes my weakness.
所以我不够了，我就要去问你知道的啊，能够来增加，让我成为我也是知道的。
And if I don't know, therefore I need to seek for your advice to know.
这就是我要认识、承认自己的缺点，我才会去寻找更多的知识来得到成长。
And this is to admit our own weakness in order to have growth.
这就是啊，我们要认识自己的缺点、自己的不足，真的是啊，很宝贵的经验啊。
For to recognize our lacking is not very easy.
当我们这样的谦卑的时候啊，人家不会看不起你啊。
But when we are humble, people will not look down on us.
反而会觉得你这个是很诚实、谦卑的人啊，他们反而很乐意帮助我们来得到成长。
But rather seeing that how honest we are, they will be happy to help us out.
所以呢，我们啊，谦卑呢，真的会得到很多好处啊。
Therefore, there's much benefit to humility.
反而是骄傲的人啊，没有人要理他了。
But rather those who are proud, nobody will care.
让他骄傲吧，让他骄傲到底吧，那最后是无知啊，最后是失败。
And if he is proud all the way to the end, he will never know anything.
因为呢，我们都不要帮他了。
Because nobody help him.
因为他很骄傲嘛，以为他什么都懂嘛。
Because he's proud and he thinks he knows everything.
我们不理他，他就继续错下去而已。
And if nobody cares about him, he will continue to fail.
所以呢，主耶稣啊，就叫我们要虚心的人有福了。
Therefore, Jesus tells us, "Blessed are those who are poor in spirit."
所以呢，第二个，我们要认识自己的缺点跟不足。
Therefore, the second point is to understand our weakness and our own lacking.
我帮蒙特罗教会有个弟兄啊，做了一个美啊，介绍一个姐妹给他认识。
And I matchmake a brother in the church, in Montreal.
一个 brother 哈，那他认识台湾的一个姐妹。
And it is a sister from Taiwan.
那这个弟兄啊，就按照 Facebook 哦，就秀给他看，这个姐妹长这个样子啦，这个姐妹某某某某，介绍给他认识。
And through Facebook, I introduced the sister to this brother, showing him the outer appearance of the sisters.
在教会呢，他说啊，好好了，赶快看过去，他就不注意。
So he quickly glanced over it.
可是呢，当回到家以后，就偷偷看哦，看好久啊。
And at home, he looked at it very diligently.
然后隔天才跟我说，我传道这个姐妹可以啦，帮我介绍吧。
And later, he came up to me and said, "This sister is fine with me."
好，那我就把他 request as a friend 哈，就开始加入 Facebook 了。
So I requested him to for the sister to add him as a
friend. 这个姐妹我也问她说啊，现在有个弟兄，你愿不愿意做你的朋友呢？
And that's the same. I asked the sister, "Are you willing to be friend with this?"
一样，她也是 Facebook 看过啊，说这个姐妹也说可以啦，让传道替我决定吧。
And that's the same. The sister saw the brother through Facebook and allow the preacher
好
to do so.
那 Facebook 就这样开始了。
And so the relationship begins.
然后呢，这个弟兄啊，他有一个最厉害的绝招。
And this brother has a strength.
我从来没有想到说有一个弟兄介绍自己的时候会这样介绍的。
I never thought this brother would introduce himself like this.
他写了第一封信给这个姐妹。
He wrote his first letter.
把他的十大缺点全部列出来。
He listed 10 of his own weaknesses.
他说我有这些缺点全部列出来。
I have all these weaknesses.
然后最后跟他说，你如果能够接受，我们就做朋友。
If you can accept these weaknesses, we can be friends.
如果你不能接受这些缺点，我们就到此为止，不要浪费你的时间，也不要浪费我的时间。
If not, let's end it here. Let's not waste each other's time.
好，那这封信就给这个姐妹看了。
And therefore, he handed over this letter to
the sister. 这个姐妹吓一跳。
The sister was shocked.
一般人人跟人认识，第一个都是要争取好印象，要介绍自己的优点才对啊。
Because most people would want to gain a good first impression.
可是呢，介绍优点，我还不一定相信他的优点。
And yet, even though you introduce a good point to me, I may not believe you.
但是如果这个弟兄只有介绍缺点的话，那可能是真的。
But rather, this brother had only listed out his own weaknesses.
所以我就相信这个弟兄讲这个缺点应该是真的。
Therefore, the sister believed that all these weaknesses must be true.
但是呢，这个姐妹又有包容的心，她说这些缺点也还可以啦。
And of course, the sister said, "I can accept these weaknesses."
那我们就继续做朋友吧。
Let's continue to be friends.
大概这个姐妹大概想说，将来你这缺点我再来改造你就可以了。
And the sister thought to himself, maybe in the future I can just improve you.
Okay, 她当然不知道这个姐妹的想法，我也不知道。
Of course, these further thoughts I'm not clear.
但是呢，这个弟兄就是先介绍自己的缺点给姐妹认识。
But the point is that this brother had introduced his own weaknesses.
反而呢，他得到这个姐妹的一种另外一种角度的欣赏啊。
And he gained a different impression from the.
怎么会有人介绍自己的缺点呢？在第一封信就这么多的缺点，哇！反正这个姐妹很欣赏这个弟兄啊。
Now who would list out their own weaknesses in their first love letter?
啊，所以我们的弟兄可以学学这个方法哈。
Perhaps our brothers can learn from this.
也许呢，你用你的缺点可以让姐妹对你欣赏。
Maybe through your weakness, the sister may look good on you.
Okay, 我想这是这个弟兄啊啊啊有这样的一种介绍啊，他的缺点啊，反而他的谦卑啊，反而得到啊另一种肯定。
So through this example, we can see the humility of the brother, in this relationship.
啊，结果呢，他们下个月要结婚
了。And next month they will be getting married.
啊，那我就是要回台湾帮他们主持婚礼。
And I'll be going back to Taiwan to help them with the wedding.
我们再来唱一首诗歌。
Let's sing another hymn.
358首。
358. Thirdly, we must understand our own blind spots.
啊，我们有时候啊，要照镜子才能够看到自己的脸啊，到底有没有脏。
And oftentimes we need to look into the mirror to see if there's any dirt on our face.
所以呢，我们看不到自己的脸呐。
Therefore, if we cannot see our own face,
我们说这就是自己的盲点。
This is a blind spot.
啊，当我们在开车呢，啊，像啊照后镜啊所看到的，一定有一个盲点我们看不到的。
As we drive, the mirror itself will create a blind spot for us.
所以呢，在开车常常强调一定要转头看盲点啊。
Therefore, when we drive, we must always shoulder check.
啊，所以呢，我们在学开车，教练常常一直提醒我们转头看盲点啊，然后你才可以右转左转。
Therefore, when we're driving, the instructor will always tell us to shoulder check before we turn left or right.
啊，所以呢，我们的盲点啊，自己是看不到的，别人才看得到。
And blind spot is a spot that only others can see.
所以呢，犹太人呢、啊、有一个啊故事这么说啊。
And the Jew has a story that goes.
他说有两个小孩呢啊从啊屋顶啊的烟囱掉下来。
There's two children who fell off from the roof.
掉下来呢, 烟囱啊, 掉下来之后呢, 一个脸是黑的脸, 一个脸是白的脸。
From the chimney, and one of them have a dirty face and one is clean face.
但是谁会去洗脸?
But who would go wash their face?
你们猜猜看, 谁会去洗脸呢?
Take a guess.
可能是那个, 白脸啊, 会去洗脸啊。
Perhaps it's the one with the clean face.
因为他看到你的脸是黑的, 脏了, 那可能我的脸应该也跟你一样是脏了, 所以我赶快去洗脸。
Because he saw the other child with the dirty face, therefore he go and wash his own face.
而这个脏的, 这个黑脸的孩子呢, 看到对方脸是干净的, 他反而不会去洗脸。
Yet the other child who saw a clean face from the other child, he would not clean his own face.
所以呢, 犹太人啊, 就常常用这个故事来教导小孩。
And the Jews often like to use this story to teach their children.
当我们啊, 一个人啊, 要看到对方的脸啊, 然后来认识自己。
We must look at others in order to understand ourselves.
这就是啊, 要学习, 认识自己的盲点。
And this is to know our own blind spot.
主耶稣呢, 也用一个, 认识自己的盲点啊, 这个道理来勉励我们。
Lord Jesus had given us a teaching to understand our own blind spots.
我们不要去论断别人啊,
that we shouldn't judge other people.
因为我们很容易看到别人眼中的刺,
because it is easy for us to see the thorn in other people's eyes.
但是却不看到自己眼中的梁木,
but yet they can't see their own plank in their own eyes.
我们看马太福音第七章。
Let's turn to the Gospel of Matthew chapter 7. Gospel of Matthew chapter 7 verse 1.
你们不要论断人，免得你们被论断。
Do not judge, or you too will be judged.
第二节，因为你们怎样论断人，也必怎样被论断。你们用什么量器量给人，也必用什么量器量给你们。
Verse 2, for in the same way you judge others, you will be judged, and with the measure you use, it will be measured to you.
第三节, 为什么看见你弟兄眼中有刺, 却不想自己眼中有梁木呢?
Verse 3, why do you look at the speck of the sawdust in your brother's eye and pay no attention to your own plank in your own eyes?
第四节, 你自己眼中有梁木, 怎能对你弟兄说, 容我去掉你眼中的刺呢?
Verse 4, how can you say to your brother, let me take the speck out of your eyes, when all this time it is plank in your own eye?
第五节, 你这假冒为善的人, 先去掉自己眼中的梁木, 然后才能看得清楚, 去掉你弟兄眼中的刺。
Verse 5, you hypocrite, first take the plank out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye.
所以呢, 人的, 常常会有看不到自己的盲点, 不, 看不到自己眼中的梁木。
And oftentimes we cannot see our blind spot, the plank in our own eye.
因为呢, 他自己的梁木呢, 中间挖了一个洞, 所以他看到别人, 眼中的刺。
Because there's a hole in the plank, therefore he couldn't see this plank.
但是呢, 他却看不到自己眼中的梁木啊, 因为他已经挖了一个洞啊, 看不见。
Because of this hole, he can see straight through it.
因此呢, 耶稣说呢, 你应该先去掉自己眼中的梁木, 才能够看得清楚别人眼中的刺。
Therefore, Lord Jesus says, first remove this plank so you can see the speck in your brother's eye.
所以我们要认识自己的盲点。
So we must understand our own blind spot.
那这个盲点呢, 同样的也是要谦卑的, 才能够去, 接受别人的, 这些观察跟别人的意见。
And similarly, to remove this plank, we must first be humble and receive other people's advice.
当然呢, 这个时候我们有时候, 也要如何去判断, 这是盲点, 还是说这是别人的论断, 我们不要, 去理会别人的那种, 随便的论断。
Of course, whether there's a speck in your brother's eye, we shouldn't judge carelessly.
因为别人的一些, 对我们的, 观察, 有时候是对我们的盲点的看见, 有时候只是他的一种, 恶意的或者不明白的一种论断, 我们就不用理会。
Perhaps there's other people who judge us because they saw our blind spot, but we shouldn't take it into heart.
所以有时候那只是一种论断, 那个就不用管它。
And sometimes this is just careless judging.
但是我们总是要如何去认识, 自己的盲点啊。
But yet we must still understand our own blind spot.
所以呢, 曾经啊，有一些啊心理学家哈、啊，他们就不断的在探讨如何认识自己的盲点。
And the psychologist has been discussing how to understand their own blind spot.
啊，所以呢，我们可能要多读一点书。
Perhaps we must study more.
我们可能要多跟一些人谈话。
Maybe we must discuss with more people.
我们可能要多做一些工作。
Maybe we must work more.
我们可能要多到一些地方来旅行。
Maybe we must visit more places.
好，我们可能啊要有更多的工作经验。
Maybe we should have more work experience.
所以呢，有这么越来越多的这些啊经验跟知识呢，看看能不能让我们的盲点呢啊被看见。
Perhaps with all these experience and knowledge, we can understand our blind spot.
这样子我们就可以啊得到一种成长啊。
And with this, we can grow.
所以呢，有常常我很喜欢啊，跟我太太聊天谈话。
That's why I like to chat with my wife.
因为呢，我发现说，全世界里面就一个人啊，会很无情的讲出我的缺点的。
Because in this whole wide world, there's only one person who would mention my weakness.
也只有一个人啊，很最有爱心的，愿意看见我的盲点的。
And there's only one person with love can see my blind spot.
那就是我的太太。
Of course, that's my wife.
其实我们要世界啊的各种人里面，你一定要找到一位真的可以对你。最坦白讲出你的盲点的人、啊、那你应该感谢他。
And of course, in this world, if we can find such a person, we must thank this person.
这个可能是你的、啊、另一半。
This perhaps is your spouse.
也可能是你的爸爸。
Perhaps it's your father.
也可能是你的妈妈。
Your mother.、
啊、也可能是你一个最好的朋友。
Maybe your best friend.
也可能、啊、就是某一个人、啊、
Maybe just someone.
但是呢，我们最重要是要如何谦卑的来认识自己的盲点、啊、看见自己的盲点。
But we must learn humility in order to see our own blind spot.
我想这个真的是、啊、需要很多的努力的。
And of course, this requires a lot of time and effort.
这就是耶稣说的、啊、一定要先去掉自己的梁木，才能够看见别人的刺。
This is the teaching, as Lord Jesus said, to remove our own plank from our eye.
好，我们再唱一首诗歌。
Let's sing another hymn.
468首。
468.
Precious Henry.
最后一个啊，认识自己的潜能。
And、lastly, to understand our own potential.
啊，我们说呢，每个人呢、都有一个啊未来的可能性。
And for all of us, we have a future.
就像一个孩子呢，他从出生就开始长大。
As a child beginning to grow.
所以他有一个成长的可能性。
There's a process on this growth.
那、一直长到二十岁左右啊，我们说啊，他的成长大概就停顿下来了。
And up until 20th, in the 20s, then this growth will plateau.
那是以身体的外观来看啊，身体的功能大概是这样子。
And this is from the outer appearance.
但是以他的脑细胞啊，的那些啊啊连接的那种脑细胞的发育呢，其实是啊无限的潜能。
But of course, their brain cells continue to develop.
因为我们人呐 真的有个灵性啊，那个心灵的那个灵魂呢，是一种无限的一种可能性啊，在发展。
Because man also have spirit and a soul that continue to grow inside us.
所以呢，有人说呢，啊，我已经老了，啊，我不可能学会了。
Some people may say, I'm old in age. How can I learn this?
其实这句话都是为自己找借口啊。
Of course, this is just a mere excuse.
没有一个人呐，老到不能够学习的。
No one is so old to a point they cannot learn anything.
所以呢，只要他愿意学习，他不管年纪多大，他一定有潜能可以去做学习。
Therefore, regardless of age, as long as this person is willing, he will learn.
因为人有无限的潜能啊，就不断的学习，可以不断的发展。
Because man has unlimited potential.
所以呢，我们常常看电脑啊，网络的世界也是这样。
And it's the same when we see the internet.
啊，我们还看过一个八十几岁的啊老爷爷呢，在电脑上上网啊。
And I saw a senior who is using the computer, and he's in his 80s.
我就看到老爷爷说：“哎呀，老爷爷啊，你怎么还会上网啊？”
And I told him, wow, you know how to use the internet.
他说、啊、我就是不会，可是我要学习，我每天、啊、都在学习。
And he replied, every day I am learning.
我说、啊、你怎么 key in、啊、那些资料呢？
And I asked him, how do you type in all these things?
他说一指功啊，用一指，用一个指头啊，因为我们一般来讲是五个手指头、啊、可以这样、哦。我看年轻人、哦、在 key in 的时候，啪啦啪啦啪啦，一篇文章都打完了。哦、我说好奇怪啊，就好像比我的那个目眼光还要快啊。
And he answered, I simply use one finger to type in every word.
啊，不像年轻人呐、啊，啊，年轻人真的是十个手指头都每个都可以用得到。
Of course, unlike the youth nowadays, they touch type.
可是老人家说没关系，我就一指慢慢 key in 啊。
And this elder say, I'll just do this slowly with one finger.
最后我还是可以达到我要去的地方啊。
And at the end, I can complete this sentence.
哎，我还是可以学习网络的知识。
And I still can learn from the internet.
哦，他就说了，现在网络世界太丰富了。
And he goes on saying how rich of the information in the internet we can find.
我不能够啊、被这个时代抛弃了。
And I cannot be put aside by this technology.
我要跟得上这个时代潮流啊。
I must catch up.
所以这个时代最新的科技是网络世界。
And of course, this is the era of technology.
现在不用去趟图书馆了。
We don't need to go to the library.
上图书馆是落后，这是以前的时代。
And going to the library is a thing of the past.
网络呢，就是我最好的图书馆了。
And internet is the best online library.
我只要 Google 一下，哇，什么东西全部都在里面呢、啊、
？I just need to Google and pop out the answer.
哇，这个老人家啊，八十几岁了，我真的好佩服他。
And I certainly am impressed by this senior.
想一想，我的年纪差不多他的一半而已啊。
And I'm only half his age.
但是呢，啊，我有没有继续的学习呢？
Have I continued to learn?
就是呢，我们有没有认识自己的潜能呢
？Have I continued to understand my potential?
真的呢，我们一定要啊，不断的、啊、要给自己一个学习的目标。
Therefore, we must give ourselves learning goals.
所以呢，曾经啊，听到一个啊，一个啊，一个啊，企业家啊，他讲过一段话。
And there's another person who said,
一个企业家，企业家，什么 entrepreneur 哈？
哦 ，entrepreneur who said，
对哈，对，这个字对哈。这个企业家哈，事业很成功，公司很大。
That he said this company is very successful.
有人说哇，老板啊，你这么忙啊
？And the boss is so busy.
哦，那你还有没有在学习
？Have you continued to learn？
他说当然要学习。
Of course.
我不管多忙，我回家睡觉前一个小时一定要学习今天所发生的最新的事情、最新的知识。
Because no matter how busy I am, every time I go home before I sleep, I must learn something.
我才能够在明天呢对员工发表演讲。
Hence, I can face tomorrow.
他说：“哇，原来这个企业家的演讲的材料是从前天晚上那个小时啊吸收最新的知识、最新世界上所发生的最新鲜的那些大事呢，他才把对员工讲一些话，让他们，哇，这个老板好厉害呀、啊！哈、啊，他是我们的 leader 啊，跟随他就对了。”
Therefore, the worker knew that his speech is something that is accumulated the night before all this information and knowledge.
所以呢，一个成功的人啊，他要能够带领啊，是因为他一直在学习。
Therefore, a successful person must continue to learn.
那我们知道现在世界发生了什么事情吗
？Do we know what is the current event?
你知道现在哪里有战争吗？
Do you know where there is a war?
你知道最近非洲发生什么事情吗
？Do you know what is happening in Africa?
你知道埃及发生了什么事情吗
？Do you know what's happening in Egypt?
你知道叙利亚现在怎么样吗
？What's happening in Syria?
你说哎呀，那是别家的事，我不管他，我只管我身边有没有吃饭呢、啊、
？You may say that's a different country itself. I only care about.
可是呢，如果这样的活、啊，那真的就是没有学习啊！你这只活在井底之蛙。
If so, we're like a frog in a well, not knowing anything.
那真的是太可怜了。
Indeed, it's pitiful.
所以呢，我们要不断的学习。
Therefore, we must continue.
真的每一天呢、啊，花一点时间呢、啊，你真的对自己的投资呢，是永远呢、啊，绝对不会浪费的。
And if we invest just a little bit of time in this, we can gain a lot.
所以有人说呢，做任何的投资都会有风险，都可能会亏损。
Of course, all kind of investment involves risk.
但只有一种投资呢、啊，绝对不亏损的，就是投资学习。
And there's only one kind of investment, which is learning, will have no risk.
因为这是我们最值得啊的一个投资。
And it's the most valuable investment.
所以呢，我们要常常不断的啊，叫一直在认识自己的潜能，那不断的做各种学习。
Therefore, we must continue to understand our own potential.
所以呢，耶稣啊也讲了一句话。
And Lord Jesus also mentioned.
他说呢，在信的人呐、啊，凡事都能。
And those who believe all is possible.
我们看马可福音第九章。
In the Gospel of Mark.
马可福音第九章
Gospel of Mark chapter
9第九章二十三节
Chapter 9 verse 23
马可福音第九章二十三节
Chapter 9 verse 23
耶稣对他说你若能信在信的人凡事都能
If you can say Jesus everything is possible for him who believes
所以在信的人就是我们相信神
So those who believe are those who believe in God.
在那个相信自己的潜能的人
，those who believe in their own potential.
凡事都是可能的
，everything is possible.
当然这个凡事都能啊，这个能啊，有可能是可能，但是也可能是一种能力。
Of course, this possibility might come in strength.
因为呢，我们啊认识自己的潜能呢，你就认识自己的这种学习的能力。
To understand our own strength, we can also understand our own learning ability.
那这样子我们就会不断的成长。
Therefore, we can continue to grow.
这就是呢，我们认识自己的四个方向。
And this is the four points of understanding ourselves.
第一个要认识自己的优点，自己的恩赐。
First, our own talents and good points.
我们自己独特的地方。
Places we can excel in.
第二个呢，要认识自己的缺点。
Next, our weak point.
第三个呢，认识自己的盲点。
Next, our blind spots.
第四个要认识自己的潜能。
And lastly, our potential.
那这样子，我们这样的认识之后呢，我们这个人呐、啊，自己这个人呐、啊，就已经自己有得到一个价值了。
With these understanding, our person as a whole will be valuable.
我们呢又有自信，但是不会骄傲。
We may be confident, but we're not proud.
我们会有谦卑，但是不会自卑。
We are humble, but yet we're not modest. We're not
自卑。自卑的 low esteem 是吗
？We don't have low esteem. Self esteem.
是，对，所以呢，这是一个非常宝贵的一个一个对自己的认识。
And this is a very valuable understanding of ourselves.
也是对自己生命的一种 一种责任。
And this is also a responsibility of our life.
因为主耶稣把这个生命给我们了。
Because Lord Jesus had given us life.
我们自从被妈妈爸爸啊，把我们生到这个世界来了。
And through our parents, we came to this world.
我们就从这个世界从啊一个小细胞，然后变成两个，变成四个啊分化啊，一直变成一个长大一个婴孩，然后出生出来到现在啊十岁、二十岁、三十岁到七八十岁都一样。
From a single cell up until now, that there's a process of growth here.
这整个生命啊，就在于认识自己的基础上。
And this process of life is the fundamental.
在认识自己。
It's the fundamental to understand ourselves.
Okay, 这样子我们的生命就很有价值。
In this way, our life will be more values.
我们求神啊，来帮助我们。
We'll ask God to help us.
让我们在这个啊认识自己的啊这个啊功课上呢，真的是每一天都有在进步。
So that we can continue to learn about ourselves each day.
那我们因为时间关系，我们就直接来祷告。
Because of time constraint, we will pray.
啊，我们特别为啊我们教会的啊一个姐妹哈啊她啊 Lucy 陈哈啊她礼拜明天呢、啊、就要到英国啊要去。